spiritual university.
Prije toga sam bio u Berlinu gdje smo organizirali nešto nalik duhovnom sveučilištu.
And when I left, oh, that is in India, a university, called us and requested us to teach in the university. And they said that anyone who would pass our courses could become a doctor of the Bhagavad Gita, of the Srimad Bhagavatam, whatever subject.
I nakon toga nas je kontaktiralo jedno njemačko, jedno indijsko sveučilište koje je reklo da kada položimo na tom našem sveučilištu da možemo dobiti naslov doktora recimo iz Bhagavad Gita ili tako nešto, neke slične teme.
So from this you can understand that there's a lot of hope of spreading Krishna consciousness.
Iz toga možete shvatiti da postoji velika nada za širenje svjesnosti Krišne.
But what is the hope of us becoming Krishna conscious?
Ali koja nada je za nas da mi postanemo svjesni Krišne?
What is with each one of you?
Što je sa svakim od vas?
Today I talk to a devotee who after 4 years of practice is totally disturbed in his mind. Has he any hope?
Danas sam pričao s jednim baktom koji nakon 4 godine prakticiranja još uvijek je uznemiren u svom umu. Postoji li ikakva nada za takvu osobu?
Have you and me any hope to have Krishna in our heart, the son of Krishna?
Imamo li vi ili ja ikakvu nadu da u našem srcu bude Krishna, odnosno sunce Krishne?
Today I will not speak about the hopes of spreading Krishna consciousness. I will speak about the hope of you and me becoming Krishna conscious.
Danas neću govoriti o nadi za širenje svjesnosti Krishna, već o nadi da vi i ja postanemo svjesni Krishna.
This lecture has 2 parts. Today will be the first part and tomorrow evening there will be the second part.
Ovo predavanje ima 2 dijela, večeras će biti prvi dio, a sutra ćemo imati drugi dio.
I'm very grateful that you have come to listen to these lectures.
Iako sam zahvalna što ste ih došli poslušati.
I can guarantee you if you understand the lectures and follow them, you will be Krishna conscious very soon.
I ja vam stvarno mogu garantirati da ako slušate ovo i slijedite da ćete uskoro postati svjesni Krishna.
I'm totally hopeful of that.
Imam punu nadu u tom.
So let us sing Jai Radha Madhava and then we shall start.
Dakle, što znači satyam? To znači istina.
In this verse, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times the word truth. In one verse, 9 times.
U ovom stihu, samo jednom stihu, 9 puta ponavlja se riječ istina.
Let us hear what this verse says.
Počnimo što kaže ovaj stih.
Truthful, you never deviate from your vow.
O gospodine, ti nikada ne odstupaš od svog zavjeta.
Whatever you decide, my lord, is always perfect because whatever you decide is perfectly correct and cannot be stopped by anyone.
Znači, ti nikada ne odstupiš od svog zavjeta koji je uvijek savršen, jer je sve što ti odlučiš da učiniš savršeno ispravno.
You are present in the 3 phases of cosmic manifestation, that is the creation, maintenance and annihilation.
Ti si prisutan u 3 faze kozmičke manifestacije, stvaranju, održavanju i uništenju.
You are the supreme truth.
Ti si vrhovna istina.
So it says Krishna never breaks his promise.
Rečeno je da Krishna nikada ne krši svoje obećanja.
What he decides is perfect and cannot be stopped by anyone.
Ono što on odluči savršeno je i to nitko ne može zaustaviti.
And he is the absolute truth always in the creation, maintenance and final annihilation. He is always the absolute truth.
I on je uvijek apsolutna istina u stvaranju, održavanju i uništenju.
And then it says something very, very interesting.
A zatim se kaže nešto jako, jako zanimljivo.
Indeed, unless one is completely truthful, one cannot achieve your favor.
Uistinu, onaj tko nije potpuno istinoljubiv, ne može steći tvoju naklonost.
Therefore you cannot be achieved by hypocrites.
I zato te ne mogu dostići licemjeri.
Hare Krishna. There are other glorifications of Lord Krishna, how he is the absolute truth inside the heart of everyone and sees everything.
Postoji i drugo slavljenje gospodina Krišne, kako se nalazi u srcu svakog živog bića i kako sve vidi.
The verse talks about how everything which happens, happens because Krishna makes it happen.
I stih govori o tome kako sve što se događa, događa se zbog toga jer Krišna to omogućuje.
And it says that Lord Krishna gives instructions which are important for everyone.
Isto tako kaže da Krišna daje upute koje su važne za svakoga.
And finally the verse said, let us just fall down before you, flat on the earth, surrender to you and beg for your protection.
I stih završava tako da kaže, stoga padnimo na tlo i predamo ti se i tražimo tvoju zaštitu.
And today I wish to talk about two of the points which are made in this verse.
Danas bih želio govoriti o dvije stvari koje se spominju u ovome stihu.
The first point is that Krishna never breaks his promise.
Prvo od njih je da Krishna nikada ne krši svoje obećanja.
He's always truthful.
Uvijek je istinoljubiv.
And the second point is if you want to reach Krishna, you also have to learn to be always truthful.
A drugo je da ako želite dostići Krišnu, morate naučiti uvijek biti istinoljubivi.
Krishna has given many promises.
Krišna je dao mnogo obećanja.
But the promise which is most dear to his devotees in the world is the one where he says that he will care for his devotees.
Dakle, Krišna dao mnoga obećanja, ali ono koje je najdraže baktama je to da će se uvijek brinuti za njih.
Sakrit eva prapano ja stava smiti jayachate abayam sarvadatasmai dadam yetat vratam mama. Yeah, the Lord says, I have taken a vow.
Gospodin ovdje kaže, ja sam uzeo zavjet.
If one surrenders sincerely,
ako mi se netko iskreno preda,
and if one says, my Lord, from this day, I'm fully surrendered to you.
Ako kaže, moj gospodine, od danas sam ti potpuno predan.
My vow is that I will give protection to such a devotee.
Moj je zavjet da ću ja pružiti zaštitu takvom bhakti.
Whatever comes, if a devotee just has said, my Lord, I am yours, I will take care of him.
Što god da naiđe, ako moj bhakta samo kaže, ja sam tvoj, ja ću se pobrinuti za njega.
This means, I will take care of him when he lives.
To znači da ću se pobrinuti za to gdje on živi.
I will take care of him no matter what type of problems he has to go through.
Brinut ću se za njega bez obzira na vrstu problema kroz koje mora proći.
And the Lord's promise also means that he is there for us at our most difficult hour when we leave this material body and die.
To isto tako znači da je gospodin tu uz nas u najtežim trenucima kada napuštamo svoje tijelo prilikom smrti, umiranja.
Even if the whole world turns against us, Krishna will protect us.
Čak i da se čitav svijet okrene protiv nas, Krishna će nas zaštititi.
This once happened to five of Krishna's devotees.
To se jednom dogodilo petorici Krishnih bhakta.
You remember the Pandavas, the five Pandavas?
Sjećate li se petorice Pandava?
The whole civilized world made a war against them.
Čitav civilizirani svijet se zaratio protiv njih.
There was so much army which was attacking the Pandavas. It was just an ocean.
Toliko vojski napadalo je Pandave, čitav ocean.
But before the battle happened, Krishna had said, whatever happens, there will always be five Pandavas.
No prije početka bitke Krišna je rekao, bez obzira što se dogodilo, uvijek će postojati petorica Pandava.
At the end of 18 days, my dear devotees, the whole battlefield was covered, was drowning in blood. Everyone was finished except for 5 Pandavas and then 3 other people.
I dragi moji bakte, nakon 18 dana ratovanja, čitavo bojno polje bilo je natopljeno krvlju i svi su, sa svima je bilo svršeno, osim sa petoricom Pandava i možda još 3 ljudi.
Krishna has kept his promise.
Krishna je održao svoje obećanje.
Because Satya Vratam is a Sanskrit, he is absolutely truthful to his vows.
Zato što on Satya Vratam, odnosno on je, on se drži svojih zavjeta.
Another promise Krishna has given is a promise to those who chant his holy names.
Još jedno obećanje koje je Krishna dao je ono koje se odnosi na osobe koje pjevaju njegovo sveto ime.
Krishna has said that he would appear in his holy names.
Krishna je rekao da će se pojaviti u svojim svetim imenima.
Binatvang nama namino, he is there.
On je tu.
He will keep his promise.
On održava svoje obećanje.
As you chant Ivane, the Lord will appear before you and dance on your tongue and on your heart.
And dok mantraš Ivane, onda će se Gospodin pojaviti na tvojem jeziku, zatim u tvom srcu.
Krishna has also promised that those who surrender to him, they will be protected from their karmic reactions which they have accrued.
Isto tako je Krishna obećao da će oni koji mu se predaju biti oslobođeni od karmičkih reakcija koje su nagomilali.
Krishna has promised that he will send his devotees if someone needs his help.
Krishna je obećao da će poslati svoje bhakte ako nekome zatreba pomoć.
Krishna has said that he would be present in the heart of his devotees.
Krishna je rekao da će biti prisutan u srcu svog bhakta.
There are many, many promises which Krishna has given.
Krishna je dao mnoga obećanja.
So I would like to encourage you today, have faith that Krishna keeps his promises.
Želio bih vas ohrabriti da imate tu vjeru da se Krishna drži svojih obećanja.
Don't mistrust Krishna.
Nemojte imati nepovjerenje u Krishnu.
I think most of us don't believe in Krishna's promises.
Mislim da većina nas ne vjeruje u Krishna obećanja.
Why do we have so little faith in Krishna?
Zašto imamo tako malo vjere u Krishnu?
One reason could be that we are still having hopes in the material world.
Jedan razlog mogao bi biti taj što još uvijek imamo nade u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
We are still hoping against hope that the material life will make us happy.
Još se uvijek na sve moguće načine nadamo da će nas materijalni svijet usrećiti.
And we just can't imagine that Krishna will keep his promises to the devotees.
I ne možemo zamisliti da Krishna može držati obećanje dano njegovim baktama.
We have hopes for instance in medicine and doctors.
Mi polažemo svoju nadu u lijekove i u liječnike.
We have hopes maybe like a child has hopes in his parents.
I možda imamo takvu vrstu nade kakvu dijete ima u svoje roditelje.
Generally, Prahlad Maharaj says that it is understood that the protectors for a child are his parents.
Obično se smatra, Prahlad Maharaj kaže, da su zaštitnici djeteta njegovi roditelji.
But that is not actually the fact.
No, to nije u stvari istina.
The real protector is the supreme personality of Godhead.
Pravi zaštitnik je svevišnja božanska osoba.
If someone is neglected by the supreme personality of Godhead, a child can suffer despite the presence of his parents.
Ako nekoga svevišnja božanska osoba zanemaruje, dijete će usprkos prisustvu svojih roditelja ipak patiti.
Or if someone is neglected by the supreme personality of Godhead, despite of the presence of the best medicine and the best doctor, he will die.
I ako nekoga zanemaruje svevišnja božanska osoba, bez obzira na prisustvo najboljih lijekova i najboljih liječnika, takva će osoba umrijeti.
In this material world, because there is a constant struggle for existence, we have developed hope in so many false protectors.
Budući da u ovom materijalnom svijetu stalno dolazi do borbe za preživljavanje, mi smo razvili vjeru u toliko lažnih zaštitnika.
We have invented so many means of protection.
Mi smo izmislili toliko mnogo načina zaštite.
We have invented so many shelters.
Izmislili smo toliko utočišta.
And we invest and project all our hopes in these false shelters. Hare Krishna!
I svu svoju nadu mi unosimo u ta lažna utočišta.
We seem to constantly forget that Krishna needs to empower these so-called protectors, otherwise they fail us.
Čini se da uvijek iznova zaboravljamo da Krishna treba punomoćiti te zaštitnike, inače će nas oni razočarati.
I remember when I was in the hospital.
Sjećam se kad sam bio u bolnici.
The doctor said to me, "We cannot do anything to relieve you from the pain with our medicine."
Liječnici su mi rekli da ne mogu ništa učiniti kako bi ublažili bol svojim lijekovima.
What? I was hoping you can protect me.
Pa što? Ja sam se nadao da me možete zaštititi.
Just today I phoned to one devotee whose mother went to the hospital.
Baš sam danas telefonski razgovarao s jednim baktom čija je majka otišla u bolnicu.
She was unconscious for 21 days. Hare Krishna.
21 dan bila je u nesvijesti.
And today she has fallen into coma.
Danas je pala u komu.
She had one brain stroke and one heart stroke.
Imala je moždani udar i srčani udar.
And the devotee said he understood at this moment that modern medicine cannot help unless Krishna wants them to help.
I taj doktor rekao kako je u tom trenutku shvatio da moderna znanost ne može pomoći ukoliko Krishna to ne dopusti.
My dear devotees, most of us have hope in these shelters before Krishna.
Dragi moji bhakte, većina nas polaže nade u te stvari prije Krišne.
Here is Krishna in the back, or here is Krishna.
Tu je Krishna negdje u pozadini.
And before Krishna is your shelter.
A prije Krišne tu je vaše utočište.
But only if Krishna empowers your shelter, can the shelter give you shelter.
No samo ako Krishna punomoći to utočište, može nam to utočište pružiti utočište.
We always forget that.
Uvijek to zaboravimo.
And then we are disappointed when another one of our shelter disappoints us.
I onda smo razočarani kada nas opet razočara jedno od naših utočišta.
A boy wants to take shelter in a relationship with a woman.
Neki mladić želi uzeti utočište odnosa s ženom.
Then the woman says,
žena ovako.
I have another boy who has a better smell in the breath.
Ja imam nekog drugog kojemu ljepše, ima ljepši zadah iz usta.
No, please don't laugh, this is reality.
Molim vas, nemojte se smijati, to je stvarnost.
It happens right now in Zagreb, maybe 1000 times.
Možda se ovo događa u Zagrebu 1000 puta sada.
Hare Krishna. Someone has hopes in the euro.
Netko polaže nade u euro.
But every day the euro is inflated a little bit more until it goes very much down.
No, svaki dan dolazi do inflacije i euro sve više i više pada.
Someone takes shelter in his good looks or education or work.
Netko uzima utočište svojeg dobrog izgleda, obrazovanja ili posla.
But these things can only give you shelter if Krishna in the back wants it.
No te vam stvari mogu dati utočište samo ako to želi Krishna koji je u pozadini.
Why don't you learn to take shelter in Krishna?
Zašto ne naučite uzimati utočište Krišne?
Why do you have so much trust and hope in the shelters before Krishna?
Zašto toliko vjerujete i toliko polažete nade u utočišta koja su prije Krišne?
When will you understand?
Kada ćete shvatiti?
Probudite!
Probudite se.
Hare Krishna. You look at me. I know you never expect me to say what I say.
Ne očekujete nikad da ću reći ono što kažem.
So, in bhakti, we want to place our faith and our hope in Krishna.
Dakle, u bhakti mi želimo svoju nadu i svoju vjeru položiti u Krishnu.
Krishna always keeps his promise.
Krishna uvijek održava svoje obećanje.
If a devotee surrenders to him, places his hope in him, places his shelter in him, Krishna will take that devotee and give him courage.
Ako se bhakta preda Krishni, ako uzme njegovo utočište, Krishna će ga uzeti i dati mu hrabrost.
You need courage really to place all your hopes in Krishna.
U stvari vam je potrebna hrabrost da biste sve svoje nade položili u Krishnu.
The people of the material world, the people who are surrounding you are going in a different direction.
Ljudi materijalnog svijeta, ljudi koji vas okružuju, idu u drugom smjeru.
So if you want to go into the direction where you take shelter in Krishna, you take the path less traveled.
Ako želite ići tim putem predavanja Krishni, tada u stvari idete putem kojim se manje putuje.
It's sometimes a lonely path.
To je ponekad i usamljen put.
Sometimes not even the devotees have taken shelter in Krishna and hopes in Krishna.
I'm sorry.
Sometimes not even your devotee friends have done this.
Ponekad čak ni vaši prijatelji bhakte to nisu učinili.
It takes courage to be surrendered to Krishna.
Potrebna je hrabrost da bismo se predali Krishni.
It takes a spiritual hero.
Za to je potreban duhovni heroj.
If one is a little weak, one will place his hopes in the shelters before Krishna.
Ako je osoba slaba, onda će svoje nade položiti u utočišta koja su prije Krishne.
Or let me say, one will take his hopes in his own arrangements.
Odnosno, svoju će nadu položiti u vlastite planove.
I would like to talk to you today about the path of the honest devotee who takes shelter in Krishna.
Danas bih vam volio govoriti o putu iskrenog bhakte koji uzima utočište Krishne.
Great people are great dreamers.
Veliki ljudi, veliki su snivatelji, sanjari.
Once again, great people are great dreamers.
Veliki ljudi, veliki su sanjari.
Yes, they have a dream.
Oni imaju san.
They have a hope.
Imaju nadu.
They have a vision.
Imaju viziju.
Oops. This is before their eyes.
Ovo je nazis ispred njihovih očiju.
And they grow while following that hope.
I oni rastu dok slijede tu nadu.
They grow and become strong by following their vision.
Oni rastu i postaju snažni slijedeći svoju viziju.
They grow beyond the size of the normal people.
Oni rastu puno više od veličine normalnih ljudi.
This hope makes them strong people.
Zbog te nade oni su snažni ljudi.
This vision makes them dream of the impossible.
Zbog te vizije oni sanjaju o nemogućem.
This vision makes them dream of goals which the ordinary person doesn't dare to have.
Zbog toga oni sanjaju o ciljevima koje obični ljudi se čak niti ne usuđuju imati.
In your life you can reach anything and everything which your mind can think of.
Vi u svom životu možete postići sve čega se vaš um može dosjetiti.
Only that which your mind doesn't believe you will not reach.
Samo ono u što vaš um ne vjeruje nećete to ni dostići.
If you have full faith and hope that you will become Krishna conscious, you will become Krishna conscious.
Ako imate punu vjeru i nadu da ćete postati svjesni Krišne, vi ćete postati svjesni Krišne.
But if you cannot keep this vision alive in your mind, you will not become Krishna conscious.
Ali ako tu viziju ne možete zadržati živom u svom umu, tada nećete postati svjesni Krišne.
You can only become that which you can think.
Možete postati samo ono što možete, o čemu možete razmišljati.
What you can hope.
O čemu možete nadati.
What your desire and vision is.
Što želite i onome što je vaša vizija.
Never allow that your vision and then and your desires die, because then your growth and your progress dies.
Nikada nemojte dopustiti da umru vaše želje i vaša vizija, jer tada umire i vaš rast.
I want to tell you a story about this.
I o tome bih vam želio ispričati jednu priču.
The old emperor was becoming old.
Stari car postao je star.
He was the emperor of all of China.
On je bio car čitave Kine.
And the time came to choose his new successor.
I došlo je vrijeme da izabere svog novog nasljednika.
He thought, I will choose the most qualified person, even if he is not my son.
I razmišljao je, izabrat ću najkvalificiraniju osobu, čak i ako to nije moj sin.
But I need to make a test who is the most qualified person.
No, moram napraviti jedan test da vidimo tko je ta najkvalificiranija osoba.
For half a year he thought every day about what the test could be.
I pola godine razmišljao o tome kakav bi to mogao biti test.
Then he was ready and he invited everyone in his kingdom who thought they could become the next emperor.
I onda je bio spreman, pozvao je sve u kraljevstvu koji su mislili da mogu biti sljedeći.
Many aristocratic people came.
Sljedeći vladari, došli su mnogi aristokrate.
Princes from little small kingdom in his huge thing came.
Prinčevi iz malih kraljevstava iz njegovog velikog carstva.
And also a man came, a poor man who had a big dream.
A došao je jedan siromašan čovjek koji je imao velik san.
His name was Ling.
Njegovo ime bilo je Lin.
Ling somehow thought there should be a huge kingdom where people can fulfill their material needs, but also their spiritual needs. And this dream kept coming back to him.
I Ling imao taj san koji mu se stalno vraćao, da mora postojati kraljevstvo u kojem ljudi mogu ispuniti svoje materijalne želje, ali isto tako i svoje duhovne, svoje materijalne potrebe, ali isto tako i svoje duhovne potrebe.
So this Ling came also in the big governmental hall of the emperor.
I taj Ling je također došao u veliku vladinu dvoranu toga cara.
The emperor said, I will give each, to rule a kingdom is like taking care of a seed. You need to nourish the kingdom.
I car je rekao, brinuti se o kraljevstvu je kao da se brinete o sjemenki, trebate se brinuti o kraljevstvu.
So I will give you, each one of you, a seed, and after one year you should come back with the seed and show me the plant which you have grown from the seed.
I rekao im je, svakom od vas daću jedno sjeme i nakon godinu dana vi ćete se vratiti i pokazati mi kako je to biljka izrasla iz tog sjemena.
The emperor personally gave seed to each one of the princes and also one to Ling.
I tako je car dao sjeme svakome princu, a isto tako i Lingu.
Ling took the seed home.
Ling je ponio to sjeme kući.
Poured water on it.
Stavio, nalio malo vode.
And waited for one year, One week.
Čekao tjedan dana.
One month.
Mjesec dana.
Ništa. Two months.
Dva mjeseca.
Three months.
Tri mjeseca.
And two times 3 months.
I dva puta tri mjeseca.
Then when nothing came from the seed, he understood, maybe I've killed the seed.
I kako ništa nije se pojavilo iz tog sjemena, onda je pomislio, pa možda sam ja ubio to sjeme.
The other people talked about their own seeds.
Drugi su ljudi govorili o svojim svojim sjemenkama.
They described how wonderful exotic plants had come from them.
Opisivali su kako su predivne egzotične biljke izrasle iz njih.
And after a whole year they all came with their plants into the huge governmental hall of the emperor to present them.
I nakon godinu dana oni su svi došli do te vladine dvorane kako bi pokazali svoje biljke.
They were beautiful orchidees.
Bilo je to predivnih orhideja.
Huge bamboos.
Ogromnih bambusa.
Pumpkins.
Bundeva.
Everything.
Svega.
And Ling was there.
A bio tu je Ling.
This is empty pot.
Sa svojom praznom posudom.
Nothing had grown.
Ništa nije izraslo.
Then the emperor came in a palanquin.
Tada je došao car na palankinu.
He looked.
Gledao je.
Then he asked the palanquin to be put down.
I tada je zamolio da se nosiljka spusti.
Then he looked again, and he said, "Bring my palanquin up again."
Tada je ponovno promatrao i rekao, "Podignite moju nosiljku."
He looked at the back of the hall.
Pogledao je prema kraju dvorane.
Where Ling was with his empty flower pot.
Gdje se nalazio Ling sa svojom praznom posudom?
Said to his guard, "Bring him."
I rekao je svojem čuvaru, dovedi ga.
When Ling was brought up, he was shocked.
Kada su doveli Linga, on je bio zapanjen.
The princess laughed at him.
Princevi su mu se smijali.
Empty pot.
Prazna posuda.
The emperor Ling didn't know why he had come.
Ling nije znao zašto su ga pozvali.
All he knew was that he had a big dream.
Znao je samo da je imao velik san.
A dream in which he believed.
San u kojeg je vjerovao.
A kingdom with spiritually happy people and materially satisfied.
Kraljevstvo sa duhovno sretnim ljudima i materijalno zadovoljnima.
When he was finally up where the emperor was, there was a podest, he thought, well, the emperor will surely kill me because I have killed his seed.
I kad je došao do cara, razmišljao je, pa sad će me on sigurno ubiti zato što sam ubio njegovo sjeme.
The princes around him laughed, ha ha ha.
A princevi oko njega su se smijali.
The emperor said, silence.
Car je rekao, tišina.
What is your name?
Kako se zoveš?
Ling.
Ling.
You have brought an empty flower pot.
Donio si praznu posudu za cvijeće.
Yes, your majesty.
Da, vaše veličanstvo.
I look around. Everywhere are plants.
Pogledaj, svuda oko tebe su biljke.
Have you killed my seed?
Jesi li ubio moje sjeme?
Have you not put water on it? I told you to nourish it.
Zar ga nisi zalijevao? Rekao sam ti da se moraš brinuti o njemu.
I have put water on it, your majesty.
Stavio sam vodu, vaše veličanstvo.
The emperor started to smile.
Car se počeo smiješiti.
More and more and more.
Sve više i više i više.
And then he pronounced, here is the next emperor. His name is Ling.
I onda je rekao, evo našeg novog cara.
Said the princess.
Stop.
Said the emperor, a year ago I gave you seeds and told you to nourish them until they would grow into plants.
Prije godinu dana, rekao je car, dao sam vam sjeme i rekao sam da se brinete za njega dok ne izrastu dok iz njega ne izraste biljka.
But the seeds I gave you were all boiled.
No sjeme koje sam vam dao, sve je bilo prokuhano.
You know, when you have a boiled seed, they are killed. They can't, no plant can come.
Znate, kad imate prokuhano sjeme, onda iz njega ne može izniknuti biljka.
Every one of you took my seed, put it away and put another seed there to cheat.
Svatko od vas je nije uzeo moje sjeme, više neko drugo, tako ste varali.
Only Ling was honest.
Samo je Ling bio pošten.
Only Ling was authentic.
Samo je Ling bio autentičan.
You can't be an emperor and be a cheater.
Ne možete biti car i biti varalica.
He is the new man.
On je naš čovjek.
Razumije? You understand?
Jeste li shvatili?
Honestly, do you understand?
Stvarno, jeste li shvatili?
In this verse, it says, you are the supreme truth, O Krishna.
U ovom stihu se kaže, ti si vrhovna istina, O Krishna.
Indeed, unless one is completely truthful, one cannot achieve your favor.
Uistinu, ako netko nije potpuno istinoljubiv, ne može dostići tvoju naklonost.
You cannot be achieved by cheaters.
Varalice te ne mogu dostići.
My dear devotees, this is such an important point.
Dragi moji bhakti, ovo je tako važno.
We sometimes think we have to, in our bhakti, pretend to be something which we are not.
Ponekad u svojoj bhakti mi mislimo da se trebamo praviti kako smo nešto što nismo.
We sometimes are afraid to be ourselves.
Ponekad se i bojimo biti svoji.
Why?
Zašto?
Because we have learned in this world you can only reach something when you play a role.
Zato što smo u ovom svijetu naučili da možemo dostići nešto samo ako igramo uloge.
We have always learned this.
Od uvijek smo to učili.
To put šminka upon us.
Da stavimo šminku na sebe.
I don't mean this only in the form of colors, but I mean it in the form of masks.
Ne mislim to samo u obliku nekih boja, već mislim u smislu maski.
We all have learned in this world, you're not good enough the way you are. You have to do something to be better. You have to look better. You have to... Krishna, like that.
Svi smo naučili u ovom svijetu da nismo dobri, takvi kako jesmo, već da moramo učiniti nešto da bismo to postali, možemo izgledati bolje ili nešto slično.
When people are old, they want to look younger.
Kad su ljudi stari, žele izgledati mlađe.
When they are young, they want to look older.
Kad su mladi, žele izgledati starije.
They always want to be something they are not.
Uvijek žele biti nešto što nisu.
Nowadays you can buy jeans, new jeans, which look very old, stone washed.
U današnje vrijeme možete naći traperice koje izgledaju jako staro.
This whole civilization is stone washed, washed on cold stone like hearts.
Čitava civilizacija je oprana na kamenu, to sad ne znam baš kako prevesti.
It's a cheating civilization.
To je prevarantska civilizacija.
Yes. You know, when the Japanese president was in the TV in Germany and he heard in the TV that some of his friend had died, in the midst of the TV show, he started to cry. Woo!
kad je japanski predsjednik jednom bio na njemačkoj televizijskoj emisiji, saznao je usred emisije da je jedan njegov prijatelj umro i usred emisije počeo je plakati.
The German public was shocked because he was truthful.
Njemačka javnost bila je šokirana što je on bio tako istinoljubiv, što je pokazao svoje osjećaje.
Oh, this is the world of cheaters.
Ovo je svijet prevaranata.
And subconsciously we therefore feel also not at peace with ourselves the way we are.
I stoga se mi podsvjesno ne osjećamo dobro se sami sa sobom kakvi jesmo.
Subconsciously we feel also in bhakti we have to pretend to be someone we are not.
Podsvjesno mislimo da se moramo praviti kako smo nešto što nismo.
I remember in the old times in our movement it was that only if you were a brahmachari you were or brahmacharini you were an advanced devotee.
Sjećam se kako starim danima da ako, samo ako ste bili brahmačari ili brahmačarini bili ste smatrani naprednim baktom.
Now it's only when you are a grihasta in Germany that you are an accepted devotee.
Ali sada ako ste samo ako ste grihasta u Njemačkoj onda ste prihvaćeni bakta.
I remember once in Croatia the devotees who lived in the temple they said we are the only devotees, the congregational devotees are all in Maya.
Sjećam se kako su hrvatske bakte koje su živjeli u hramu rekli mi smo pravi bakte, svi u kongregaciji su Maji.
Then one congregational preacher, I still remember, I will not tell you his name, said, no. Those in the temple are Maya. Only the congregation are true devotees. They are real.
I onda jedan kongregacijski bakta, čije ime sada neću spominjati, rekao kako su samo kongregacijski bakte u stvari pravi bakte, a ovi u hramu su Maji.
A real devotee is not all of this role playing. A real devotee is whatever he is.
Pravi bakta nema veze sa tom, s tim igranjem uloga, on je onakav kakav jeste.
Krishna wants to see how truthful you are with him.
Krishna želi vidjeti koliko ste istinski ljubavi prema njemu.
He is ready to do from his side everything to keep his vows.
On je sa svoje strane spreman učiniti sve kako bi održao svoje zavjete.
He is truthful to you.
On je istinski ljubav prema vama.
Are you truthful to him?
Jeste li vi takvi prema njemu?
Or do you want to play a role?
Ili želite igrati neku ulogu?
This is the question.
To je pitanje.
Every day is the question.
To je svakodnevno pitanje.
Krishna consciousness is not about what you do in relationship to other people or what you don't do. It's what you do in relationship to Krishna.
Svjesnost Krishna nema veze s time što radimo ili ne radimo u odnosu s drugim ljudima, već ima veze što radimo u odnosu s Krishnom.
Krishna consciousness takes place in the palace of your heart.
Svjesnost Krishna odvija se u palači vašeg srca.
How often do you think of Krishna?
Koliko često mislite na Krishna?
Do you miss Krishna when he is absent from your life?
Nedostaje li vam Krishna kad je odsutan u vašem životu?
How truthful are you to in regards to Krishna to your vows?
Koliko ste vjerni svojim zavjetima u odnosu na Krishna?
Do you chant your rounds thinking of Krishna?
Mantrate li svoje krugove razmišljajući o Krishni?
After all you say his name, do you sometimes think of him when you chant?
Napokon vi izgovarate njegovo ime, razmišljate li o njemu kad to činite?
How connected are you with Krishna?
Koliko ste povezani s Krishnom?
What are you ready to give a little sacrifice for your relationship to Krishna?
Jeste li spremni učiniti neku žrtvu za vaš odnos s Krishnom?
Will you say no to Maya to do something more in your relationship with Krishna?
Hoćete li reći ne Maji kako biste učinili nešto u svom odnosu s Krishnom?
Please don't have, let me say it like this. Don't have faith in your own arrangement that they will protect you.
Molim vas, nemojte imati vjeru u svoje planove i da će vas oni zaštititi.
Have faith in your relationship to Krishna, that Krishna will keep his promise in his relationship.
Imajte vjeru u svoj odnos s Krišnom i da će Krišna održati svoje obećanje.
It is not necessary to make your own arrangement to be safe and sheltered.
Nije potrebno da pravite vlastite planove za sigurnošću i utočištem.
If you don't obtain the pleasure of Krishna in your life and make him smile with gratitude at your endeavors in bhakti, then your life is not a real spiritual life.
Ako ne činite napore u tom smjeru i ako se on ne smiješi na vaše napore, tada vaš život u stvari nije pravi duhovni život.
In Vrindavan there is a temple on the top of a mountain.
U Vrindavanu se nalazi jedan hram na vrh planine.
And there are many steps, 360 steps which lead to the top of the temple.
I postoji mnogo stepenica, 360 stepenica koje vode do hrama.
So on the beginning of the steps there lived a grocer.
I na početku tog na samom dnu tih stepenica žive prodavač povrća.
How do we say grocer?
Is this like a fruit seller?
Well, he sells vegetables, sugar. He is like Edeka, Spa.
He's like a merchant.
Trikovinda, you know, this. Yeah.
Trgovac.
Yeah. So he was there, and when the Vaishnavas came back from their darshan,
i dakle on je bio tamo i kad su se Vaishnave vraćali s darshana.
He said, "Isn't the Lord dressed wonderfully today?"
Rekao bi, zar nije gospodin danas prekrasno odjeven?
And the Vaishnavas thought, well, this grocer was also for darshan up there.
I onda su Vaishnave mislili, pa taj trgovac isto bio na darshanu.
But he never went for darshan.
Ali on nikada nije išao na darshan.
He just praised the deities.
Samo je hvalio božanstva.
Because he hoped that the Vaishnavas would therefore buy at his shop and not the other person's shop.
Jer se nadao da će Vaishnave na taj način kupovati kod njega, a ne kod nekog drugog.
One day he said to one devotee, "Wow, the flower arrangements is so nice today."
I jedan dan je rekao jednom bhakti, cvjetni ukrasi su tako lijepi danas.
The Vaishnava said, "I didn't see any flowers today, it's a dry season."
A Vaishnava rekao, danas nisam vidio cvijeće, sad je sušna sezona.
And the grocer said, no, I meant the flowers of the devotion of the devotees. That is so beautiful today.
A trgovac je rekao, ma ne, mislio sam na cvijeće devocije bhakta, to je tako lijepo.
A big shida!
Veliki varalica.
He never was at the darshan.
Nikada nije bio na darshanu.
But he thought, I will make some profit if I pretend to be a great lover of God.
No, mislio je da će nešto zaraditi ako se pravi da ima veliku ljubav prema gospodinu.
One day, Surdas came to the grocer.
Jednog dana je k njemu došao Surdas.
He had heard that all the Vaishnavas said, "We only buy our sabjis, our vegetables and our flour at this grocer's shop because he is so absolutely Krishna conscious."
Čuje od drugih Vaishnava kako kupuju svoje povrće i svoje cvijeće samo od tog trgovca zato što je toliko svjestan Krishna.
Surdas sang every day for the deity up on the temple.
I Surdas je svaki dan pjevao pred božanstvima u hramu.
He was a blind man.
On je bio slijepac.
But he could see in his heart the Lord.
Ali u svom srcu mogao je vidjeti gospodina.
And he would sing these beautiful songs for the pleasure of the Lord.
I pjevao bi te prekrasne pjesme za Gospodinovo zadovoljstvo.
And the Lord was so grateful to him.
A Gospodin mu je bio toliko toliko zahvalan.
So one day after Darshan, Suhadas came to the grocer.
I jedan dan nakon Darshana došao je do trgovca.
And the grocer said, "You are blind, but I must tell you, the deity smiled today."
I trgovac mi je rekao, "Ti si slijep, ali moram ti reći, božanstvo su se danas smiješila."
Suhadas said, "Yes, he smiled because he has never heard of a bigger cheater than you."
Suhadas je rekao, "Da, smiješi se zato što nikada nisu čuli za većeg varalicu od tebe."
You never come for Darshan.
Ti nikada ne dolaziš na Darshan.
You only pretend to be a big man.
Samo se praviš da si velika osoba u predanosti.
The poor Vaishnavas take all the groceries from you.
Kako bi siromašni Vaishnave kupovali kod tebe?
If you don't come with me today to the Darshan, I will tell everyone that you never went to one single darshan. Make up your mind.
Ako danas ne dođeš sa mnom na darshan, svima ću reći kako ni jednom nisi bio na darshanu.
But you are blind. How could you see this? You are blind. How could you see it?
Ti si slijep. Kako si to mogao vidjeti?
I can hear by the sound of your voice what type of person you are.
Po zvuku tog glasa mogu prepoznati kakva si ti osoba.
So he, by Suhadas' mercy, this grocer came to the deities and he had a wonderful darshan and he changed his life. Every morning he went from his shop up the stairs and he brought fruits and sabjis to the deities.
I na taj način je da je trgovac dobio milost i svaki dan je odlazio u hram na Darshan i nosio povrće, svoje povrće tamo božanstvima.
My dear devotees, don't think if you cheat Krishna and the Vaishnavas, you will get more benefit.
Dragi moji bhakte, nemojte misliti da ako varate Krishna i Vaishnave da ćete steći veću dobrobit.
You can be what you are in Krishna consciousness.
Možete biti ono što jeste u svjesnosti Krishne.
Krishna can be approached by a truthful devotee.
Krishna može prići istinom ljubavi bhakta.
You don't have to make a big show and not have to present a big achievement to Krishna.
Ne morate praviti veliku predstavu ili predstavljati neka velika postignuća Krishne.
The only thing is you have to be humble.
Morate samo biti ponizni.
Don't pretend to be a big person.
Nemojte se praviti da ste velika osoba.
Be a humble devotee.
Budite ponizni, bhakte.
And give your best.
I dajte sve od sebe.
Let Krishna do the rest.
Neka Krishna čini ostalo.
I have this motto: I give my best, let Krishna do the rest.
Ja imam taj motto: ja dajem sve od sebe, a Krishna čini ostalo.
Yes. I do my best, let Krishna do the rest. It even rhymes.
Čak se rimuje na engleskom.
Krishna consciousness is not so much about achievements like everything is in this world.
Svjesnost Krishne nije vezana uz postignuća za razliku od svega što se zbiva u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
If you sincerely try,
ako iskreno se potrudite,
every moment of your life,
svakog trenutka svog života,
and remain humble,
i ostanete ponizni,
because we are not such great people,
jer nismo baš tako veliki ljudi,
small people,
mali ljudi.
And if you keep your dream that you will go back home, back to Godhead, Krishna will just take you.
I ako zadržite svoj san da ćete se vratiti kući nazad Bogu, Krishna će vas uzeti.
Only if you think like a materialist, like I must be very big.
Samo ako razmišljate kao materialist, pa ja moram biti velik.
And I will do it by pretending.
I to ću postići pretvaranjem.
you think, oh, this is how I will make it.
I razmišljate da ćete na taj način uspjeti.
Then you will never make it.
Tada nikada nećete
uspjeti. The materialist wants to become always bigger, bigger, bigger.
Materialist uvijek želi postati sve veći i veći i veći.
And the spiritualist wants to become smaller and smaller and smaller.
Dok spiritualista želi postati sve manji i manji i manji.
Because the small people go back to Godhead.
Jer se mali ljudi vraćaju nazad kući Bogu.
And when you become small and honest and humble.
A kad postanete mali, iskreni i ponizni,
you will find that you will have the enthusiasm to use every minute to try to be Krishna conscious.
Shvatit ćete da imate entuzijazam da svaku minutu iskoristite da postanete svjesni Krishne.
Only if you pretend to be someone you are not, you will not find the enthusiasm in your heart to connect with Krishna.
Samo ako se pravite da ste nešto što niste, nećete pronaći taj entuzijazam u svom srcu da se povežete s Krishnom.
In Krishna consciousness there's hope.
U svjesnosti Krishne postoji nada.
Hope for the humble people.
Nada za ponizne ljude.
Why is there hope?
Zašto postoji nada?
Because Krishna has promised that those who surrender to him will be protected and maintained by him.
Zato što je Krishna obećao da će oni kojemu se da će one kojemu se predaju štititi.
And only a humble soul will surrender to Krishna, not a puffed up who plays a role.
A samo će se ponizna duša predati Krishni, a ne neka napuhana osoba koja igra neku ulogu.
This is all I wanted to say.
To je sve što sam želio reći.
Hare Krishna. If you forget everything about this lecture,
ako zaboravite sve sa ovog predavanja,
remember, I do my best, let Krishna do the rest.
Sjetite se ovog slogana, ja ću dati sve najbolje od sebe, a Krishna će učiniti ostalo.
But if you want to remember more,
ako se želite sjećati više toga,
then remember that Krishna is truthful.
Sjetite se da je Krishna istinoljubiv.
Truthful to his promises.
Vjeran svojim obećanjima.
And that only the one who is truthful with Krishna can achieve him.
I da samo onaj koji je istinoljubiv prema Krishni, da ga samo takva osoba može dostići.
If you want to remember even more,
želite li se sjećati još nečega?
Remember how Krishna has given so many promises.
Sjetite se kako je Krishna dao tolika obećanja.
And remember the story of Ling.
I sjetite se priče o Lingu.
Who had a great, great hope.
Koji imao veliku, veliku nadu.
Hare Krishna.